The Fleet Readiness Center East in Cherry Point, North Carolina, seems to produce excellent federal managers. Sue Thatch, who oversees integrated logistics support there, has been designated Manager of the Year by the Federal Managers Association. And she joins me now. Ms. Thatch, great to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, what you do down there. I know that they support a lot of Marine Corps aircraft of all sorts. What is your job?
My job is a manager for a section of logistics that handles all the support needed for sustainment of repair of all those aircraft and end items for the Marine Corps.
So it sounds like a busy job.
Very busy. We're a very busy place.
Well, give us a sense of what the day-to-day is like there, because I want to get into some of your leadership qualities, but apparently day-to-day, there's a lot of activity to make sure those, some of them are quite old, to keep them flying.
Well, day-to-day, it's very dynamic. We have different things break, which, like I said, it's very, some of the equipment's very old. Some new things break all the time, and our logisticians are there to support new innovative ways to make sure everything is there when they need it, whether it be a piece of tooling or piece parts or whatever. And it's a team effort. There's lots of people involved to make that happen.
And there's lots of production, right? You actually have to make parts sometimes.
Yes, sir. We have very old aircraft, very old components, and sometimes those pieces just don't exist anymore. You know, aircraft were built in 1940s, 1950s. The manufacturers are not up for producing things that are now breaking. So we have lots of manufacturing capability in-house.
So you work with a lot of machinists and people that can create things from tooling and shave metal down to fit?
Yep, and we're like a big, giant Joe's Garage. You name it, we can do it.
You get a lot of credit for being able to devise new processes and ways of doing things that other people hadn't thought of before.
It's just a team effort. When you deal day-to-day with things like we do, you have to be able to think on the fly, and just because something was resolved that way once before doesn't mean it's going to be resolved that way again. It's just an ever-changing dynamic of the business.
And I imagine there's a lot of deadlines involved also.
It's continual crisis mode and at times when you're on the production floor helping those folks, because they do great things as long as they have what they need. And I've gotten to the point where I've developed a new term for myself called short-fused proactiveness. Because you have to be proactive, but you got to be able to do it fast because you don't know till the last minute.
So people have to run to keep up with you.
Our whole team runs. It's not just me. It's a whole team. I'm just there to facilitate and get them what they need to make them successful.
I wanted to ask you about something that the Federal Managers Association has given you credit for, and that is coming up with the idea that eventually led to the Wounded Warriors Federal Leave Act, which was passed, last year. Tell us about that process.
We have multiple people that are prior military that come work with us, and some of these folks are injured in the line of duty, so they have extra medical needs when they come on board. They have existing conditions that we know about, and when they come in, they came in like everybody else. They had zero leave on the books, nothing to do, but they had dedicated appointments they had to attend for the VA, and in our area, it's a full day to go to VA and back. It's not like we have a Veterans Administration hospital right here with us. They have to travel all the way to Durham sometimes. And very quickly, a couple of people in our group went into a negative leave balance because of that. And it's no fault of their own. It's, we knew that coming in. It's like, why can't we do something logical to help them out? They served our country. They got wounded by doing that. It wasn't their choice to go out and do something and get hurt. And then we hire them in and put them in a situation of being stressed because they either have to go in a negative balance for leave or go with leave without pay or whatever to make ends meet. We had one lady that came to me after this all came about and said she'd voluntarily taken 6 weeks of leave without pay just so she wouldn't have to go into that negative balance to have to pay leave back because she had to have surgery for a service-related injury.
And what about some of the other employees? Were they able to contribute some of their leave to help the people that had to travel like that?
As soon as someone's leave gets zeroed out across the board, they have absolutely nothing on the books, they can apply to be on the leave donor program, and yes, then they can have leave donated to them. But they're already in a stressful situation by the time they get to that point.
You came up with an idea for, again, something that eventually became law. Tell us about what it is you specifically thought of.
Just it would, the intern coordinator at the time and I had several discussions about a couple of employees that we had, that they were already in a negative balance. It's like, why can't, with these known people, these known conditions, why can't we give them a bucket of leave specifically for their service-related issues when they come in the door? Because they're not like a college student coming out and have no known issues, ready to go. So 4 hours of pay period for sick leave is great. They're coming in with known issues, known requirements, known appointments. Let's give them, as a thank you for their service and thank you for what they've been through, another bucket of leave to use specifically for those VA issues.
How did this eventually become the law of the land? How did your idea to give them these days become to the attention of Congress and eventually law?
I was in the middle of that situation. I actually went to a Federal Managers Association recruitment luncheon that day during in the midst of all this. And I walked in, and they were talking about what different things FMA does. And I looked at them and said, this is what I've got going on. And I explained it to them and explained the idea of, you know, we just give them a bucket of leave. It's simple. It's no-brainer. They should have done it a long time ago. And thanks to Lori Glass and Renee Johnston of Chapter 21 here at Cherry Point, they took that, they wrote up an issue paper, gave it to Greg at our office, at the national office, and it just mushroomed from there, support from all over the place. And the national FMA office took it and ran with it. And would not let it die. They wouldn't let anything get added on to it with everybody they talked to on the Hill, and it just got pushed forward until we had support from the House and the Senate, and it got signed into law.
And so now those veterans that have at least 30% disability can receive 104 hours of sick leave within their first 12 months, so that's way more than you would get if you were not disabled.
We get 104 standing as regular employees. They're going to get that additional 104 on top of that to take care of just their VA issues, because they're coming in with families like everybody else. Everybody gets a cold, everybody gets the flu, so they're going to need their regular leave for those kind of things. This extra 104 hours just gets them over the hurdle of walking in the door with zero leave and known issues.
And did you hear from anyone in Congress thanking you? I know the Federal Managers Association has acknowledged it, but anybody on Capitol Hill?
Oh, yes. Walter B. Jones, locally, of course, he supported, and Representative Lynch, he came to our Federal Managers Association convention there in D.C. last month and talked to me for a few minutes and spoke about in his speech to us, or his talk to us, he spoke about it several times.
All right, and before we let you go, just give us a sense of your history in federal employment. How long have you been working as a Fed, and what got you into the whole federal workplace in the first place?
I've been in federal service for about 26 years. I grew up as an Air Force brat, so I've always known the military. I've always been allegiant to the military, and this was a way locally to find a job, of course, but also to find a job that lets you support the fleet in multiple ways. So I may not be in the military, but I'm all about the military and supporting them. So, you know, 26 years of service from doing anything from drawing drawings in the drafting department to being a manager like I am now. It's just that career path was outstanding for what you can do for the fleet.
Sue Thatch is with the Fleet Readiness Center East in Cherry Point, North Carolina, and she's also Federal Managers Association Manager of the Year. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.